This is Caroline International. In Central Europe, it's 10 o'clock. In Great Britain and Ireland, it's 9 o'clock.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good morning. The hijack at Tehran Airport has entered its fifth day, and Iran Radio says 8 more hostages have been released. But the gunshots heard from the plane yesterday are still unexplained. The hijackers are demanding the release of prisoners held in Kuwaiti jails on charges connected with the bombing of Western embassies in Kuwait. President Reagan has suggested he may cut defense spending as part of a plan to reduce the federal budget deficit. He was speaking at a White House conference at which the Treasury had presented a tax simplification plan and said he would be discussing the defense budget with the Defense Secretary, Mr. Caspar Weinberger. Nearly 200 people were appearing in court in Auckland, New Zealand today after rock fans rioted when a free concert by a local group was stopped by police trying to arrest troublemakers. 400 police were called in and 43 were hurt after being pelted with missiles. A massive security operation is underway in Londonderry for the funeral of 2 IRA men shot by the army in the grounds of a hospital. The Bishop of Londonderry, the Most Reverend Dr. Edward Daly, has questioned the killing of the men, asking if they could not have been arrested. Sinn Féin leaders claimed that William Fenning, 19, and fellow gunman Daniel Doherty, 23, were each shot at least 30 times. Doherty mostly in the back. For Caroline, I'm Marty Wright.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.